Something particular got done early this morning on my way to work. Oh, yeah. It's a Wednesday. Feels like a Friday of how happy I am right now. Sports Talk with Corey Clark on the Crusade Channel. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Get in there right now. You can call in 844-527-8723. That's 844-5-Crusade. Already starting off strong. If you mentioned last night's Mets game, I may have to tune out. I don't know what Mets game you're talking about, buddy. No idea. You guys ready for a Thanksgiving feast all year long? Because I know the Dallas Cowboys are. I know Ezekiel Elliott is. Man, did he get paid. We'll talk about that at 2:15 Central, 3:15 Eastern time. We'll have KD Drummond of the Cowboys Wire come on the show. He's actually, CRM, a Nationals fan, so he might have to brag a little bit at the very beginning of the show. But we're going to talk about the Cowboys deal with Zeke, what that means for Tony Pollard, and a certain contract they got happened last night that wasn't Ezekiel Elliott, but Jared Goff, how that might affect Dak Prescott. And then we'll go into some baseball for a little bit. I'm excited about my guest talking Yankees guy, David Mendelson. We're going to talk New York Yankees. We haven't had a New York Yankees guest all show since it started. I'm excited to do that. We're going to put together a potential playoff lineup, a batting order, a starting pitcher. We're going to have some fun with that. And when he gets off, Jared Goff's deal, it only makes me think what Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott's deal might look like. I'll have a prediction for that one. And then Corey's call. I got my pick right last night. I said the Yankees would beat the Rangers, even though the Rangers shut out the New York Yankees the night before. Come on, man. I was working on this morning. I'm working on getting T-shirts to say Corey's call, take it to Vegas, and I'm going to give those out. So we'll get something going. I mean, obviously, I don't miss. Crazy, crazy morning. Driving in. My phone's blowing. If you obviously can't see me, I don't do the YouTube like Mr. Mike Church does. But I put my Dallas Cowboys Ezekiel Elliott jersey on this morning around, I don't know, I got ready to go. I left the house by 5:30 a.m. The deal wasn't announced yet. I put it on. I go, you know what? I'm going to put this on in hopes maybe I can provide just a little bit of magic. You don't have to cut at any other positions, Leonard. No, you don't. We'll talk about that, I promise you. I put the Zeke jersey on, though, and an hour later on my way in, phone blows up. Ezekiel Elliott agrees to a deal. And man, it just makes me want to party. I feel great. I'm ready to roll. So listen to this. I blared this song on the way in.
Time, I got 21 reasons. Cowboys Nation is the Legion. I'm a winner, it's dinner I'm eating. Get on your feet, you made a cowboy. No surrender, no defeat. I'm a cowboy.
There's a whole song I'm not going to play for you. This is a music station. But I partied. I was having fun. But, dude, listen to this deal. And it's a win for both. I'll explain why. The Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott. 6-year contract that ties him to the Cowboys till 2026. It's a 6-year extension. Extension is the key word. For $90 million. If you look at it that way, 6 years, $90 million, that's $15 million a year. Makes him the highest paid running back. He has $50 million guaranteed in his contract. That makes him the highest paid running back in that sense, too. But Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones made it an extension, which means his total is just over $100 million, and his annual average is only 12.75, which is Le'Veon Bell money. But it's the highest paid in history because